This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Heather Foster. She's program manager for the Illinois Valley Rehabilitation Center in Gillespie. And welcome to the show, Heather.
Thank you.
Heather, our topic of conversation today is going to be Illinois Valley Rehabilitation Center. And if you would, to start off the program, if you could give us a little history of the center and a description of what goes on.
Okay, well, we're a program for adults with developmental disabilities. This program is part of Illinois Valley Economic Development Corporation, one of its many programs. We started in the early 70s, and I'm not exactly sure on what year, but I know it was in the early 70s. We're a not-for-profit organization, and we have five routes that provide transportation to all of Macoupin County and southern Montgomery County. We have around 58 participants and about seven full-time staff and three part-time staff. Our program is for adults that are 18 years and older. There's no minimum level to get into the program. And what we do here is we provide personalized programs for adults with developmental disabilities, which means that they each have a personalized meeting every year. And with their team, which is composed of other agencies in the area and their parents, guardians, anyone that's involved in their care. And we decide as a team what goals would be good for the participants and what they need to maintain, if it's money skills or cooking skills. It's just such a wide range of what they do here. And anything that they need to learn or need to brush up on or need to maintain, if we can accommodate, then we do it. We also provide contract work here for the participants to earn some money. We have janitorial tasks that they do to earn money as well. And our goal is to make them as independent as possible in the least restrictive environment. So we have 5.5 hours of programming daily, and we run all year long. So that's a little bit of what we do. And I'm the program manager, which means that I do all the correspondence with the parents. Usually I do all of the plans, their annual plans. I make up their program sheets, and I make sure that they're being ran in the classrooms by the DSPs. And other than that, that's really pretty much a rundown of what we do.
So a participant maybe would go to some class at one point in the day and then maybe to one of the job descriptions you gave?
Yes, we have five classrooms. Well, actually, we have four classrooms in our newer building, and then we have a building across the street that also has a garden and a barn. And we have, during the summer, it's like a horticultural garden. They can go out there and they can plant and they can pick vegetables that we grow there. We also do crafts over there. So there's a wide variety of things that they can do. But they do have classrooms that they each go to in the mornings and usually spend the mornings in their classrooms and do their personalized goals. And over across the street is like a pre-vocational building. It's more geared towards independent living. A lot of our clients live on their own, and they have assistance through people that help them pay their bills and make sure they get to the grocery store, that kind of thing. So yes, they all do go to their own classrooms. And then in the afternoon is usually when we have janitorial tasks or contract work, or sometimes contract work is in the morning too. It just depends on how much we have and if it's a rush order, or just, you know, depends on that kind of thing.
How does one, if they think they might find a benefit from coming to the center, how does one become a participant in your programs?
They can contact me, Heather, at Illinois Valley Rehab at 217-839-2195, and we could set up a tour for them to come in and look at the building and see what we're all about. And then I would refer them to another agency to get put on a list to be picked to come to Illinois Valley, because, like I said, it is fully funded by the state.
Speaking of funding, that's something we're going to discuss today as well. As you say, you're funded by the state, but there are areas where you need to generate some additional funds?
Yes, we have a client activity fund, which is a separate fund for our participants. And what we do with that is we provide them with, we go on outings with that to different places. We also take them to the movies. We take them bowling. And a lot of our participants can't afford to pay the money that it takes each time we go. So we like to have that activity fund so we can help them fund those activities. And also, we buy computer programs. We buy computers. Because of the state's financial situation, it is hard to, get the things that we need sometimes, especially since we're a fee-for-service program, which means that we only get paid when the clients attend. So if our attendance isn't good, then we don't get as much funding as we could. So we really like to push good attendance for the people that come here. So we have that activity fund as a backup to make sure that our clients have it, what they need, and that they can get the tools and the computer programs and just everything that they need to make them as independent as possible and to make them as stimulated as possible while they're here during the day.
So you're looking for businesses, private individuals to maybe make a donation to the center?
Yes, that would be fabulous.
And how does one do so if they're interested or learning more information? What do they do?
Well, like I said, they can call me at 217-839-2195, and they can call and ask for Heather, or they could call and ask for Christy. And also, our address is 217 East Walnut Street in Gillespie, Illinois. And if they wanted to make a donation, they could go ahead and just send it to us that way, too.
Now, I believe from seeing some press releases, you spoke of participants do some work and things like that. You have some, I guess you would call it sales and stuff of some items throughout the year, too. Is that correct?
Yes, we do.
And are those the same time every year, or are they just specials that come up and then you announce them?
Well, we run certain things every year. We're always involved in a fall fest that takes place in Benelde. We also have a spring sale that's coming up in May. It's usually during like the Mother's Day weekend. We have a holiday. We are involved with Christmas sales with the education station sometimes. That takes place at the KC Hall in Gillespie, usually around Christmas time. So it's usually the holidays is when we're really busy with the craft sales. But we have craft sales all year round. We do have a website called, www.walnutstreetgardens.com, and that does display some of the things that we sell through the year as well.
Heather Foster, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County today.
Thank you very much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.